Welcome back, everyone. This is our Friday night party, also known as the third general session. My name is Lisa Presley Thomas. I am your treasurer and presiding for this evening. I wanted to just quickly give a thank you in advance to our Zoom host this evening, Herbie Allen, our ACB media streamer, Jeff Bishop, and our audio is Steve Bauer. So Herbie, if you want to go ahead and go over the prompt explanations really quickly for me.
Certainly. Good evening, everyone. Just a reminder that this is the webinar format. To raise your hand, it's going to be Alt-Y on the PC, Option-Y on the Mac. And if you are on a smartphone or tablet on the attendee side, you are going to see the raise hand button on your screen, on the main screen there. If you're on the panelist side, it'll be under more. And if you're on a telephone keypad, *9 to raise your hand. You will be given permission to talk when it is your turn. When we have several people in line, then we will get people queued up ahead of time. And to mute and unmute, Alt-A on the PC, look for the mute button if you're on the Mac. And it is on the bottom left or the middle in your smartphone or tablet, depending on which device. And *6 on your telephone keypad.
Thank you, Herbie. So first off this evening, I would like to introduce Phil and Debbie Obregon, who will be giving our invocation. Steve, are you ready to go ahead and play that for us?
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you.
Lisa, having a little trouble here just a second.
So let's do a door prize real quickly while we're waiting for Steve.
Okay, and I've got it ready now. So after the door prize, I'll do it.
So we're going to do a $25 Amazon gift card, which was given by CCB. Let's shuffle the wheel. And the winner is Sandra Fencher. Congratulations, Sandra. Are we ready, Steve?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. Go for it.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the many gifts and blessings that you make possible in our lives.
We turn to you now with humble hearts and ask you to bless this convention with wisdom, guidance, and divine inspiration as we all work together to encourage one another, to be a leader, to be a teacher, to be a mentor, to be a friend, and always, always to care for one another. As you, Lord, always, always care for us.
Surround us, Lord, with your gentle Holy Spirit as we remember those who have gone before us and give comfort to their families and friends. And Lord, we lift in prayer the upcoming CCB election of officers and board members. We ask for your wisdom and guidance as we shape the leadership of our CCB community.
In Jesus' name we pray. We pray. Amen.
Thank you, Phil and Debbie, for that. We really appreciate it. Next, we are going to open up the floor. Now is the time that we will take to recognize those CCB members who have passed during this last year. So if you would like to say something in remembrance of a CCB member, please go ahead and raise your hand. And I'm going to help you guys watch for hands here. Lorene Theveny.
Okay, I got it. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, we hear you. Yep.
This is Lorene. I'd like to just take a moment to recognize Ken Mitz. I got to meet him in person probably more than once, but the last time I think is 2016 in Rancho Cordova. I believe, I don't know if that was the state convention or Capitol Days, but he had a great sense of humor and was always fun to be around.
Thank you, Lorene. Anyone else that would like to take a few moments?
Regina has her hand raised.
Regina, go ahead. I believe you're already unmuted.
Good evening. I would like to remember our chapter member, Seha Hong. He was a longtime member, and he's actually a friend as well. It's very sad. He passed away unexpectedly. He was, I think, only like 54 years old. And so we remember him fondly in our chapter, and Judy Kraft, his partner, misses him still terribly. So we just want him remembered and honored. He was an advocate and a very, very helpful person, very kind person.
Thank you, Regina.
Vita, you may talk.
Hello. I'd like to remember Jane Wallace. Jane was a member of the San Francisco chapter for many, many years, probably 30 or so. And she was really passionate about what is now called our Student Education Access Grant, where we give scholarships for students ages 8 to 18. And we had a wonderful memorial with her family, which a lot of our chapter members attended on Zoom. And it's I just want to remember her. The other thing that I really remember that was really special about her is she just loved all the dogs in the chapter. So not just the people, but all the dogs. So it's nice that they get petted while in while in meetings as well. Thank you.
Ending in 931, you may talk.
Hi, this is Kathy Schmidt Whitaker, and I'd like to remember Bernice Kendirian, the past president of the Council of Citizens with Low Vision. She was a passionate advocate for low vision and also had a kind heart and really welcomed individuals who were newly low vision to the organization, and had many resources that she shared very widely and happily. She is remembered, and I know there was a remembrance for her earlier this year that many people participated in, but wanted to acknowledge her this evening as well. And she is missed as well. Thank you.
And next, next up we have Robert.
Okay, Madam Chairman and my dear friends, I want to remember Doug Rose. Doug Rose did great work up in the Humboldt area. He was a true leader up there in the Humboldt area. He was a member, I believe, of the California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. He had support calls which extended beyond California. People called from New York and all over North Dakota and supported each other. And Doug helped them cope with their blindness. So may his soul rest in peace. Thank you.
Lisa, this is Andrea on the panelist side. Could I make a quick comment?
Yes, go ahead, Andrea.
Okay, about Bernice. She was one of the first people I joined CCB in 2002. And along with Jeff Tom and Kathy Skiver, she was one of the first people that I met when I came to my first convention, which was here in Orange County. We haven't had one in Orange County since, but my very first one was in Irvine. And it's a, was it a hotel that's gone now? But some of you probably remember being there. But she was a force. That's how I would describe Bernice. She was a force. And she had a million stories. And if you called her, you were not going to have a short time on the phone. Calling Bernice with a simple question or to read her something or took usually longer than normally calling somebody, you know, in CCB to deliver a simple message, because she had to tell you a story. She had to relate whatever you were telling her back to some incident in her life or some encounter that she'd had or somebody that she'd met. She was also passionately advocating for people who did not have computers and the ability to perhaps adjust to the changing world of technology the way that many of us have. She was not a computer person, and she was always mindful of those people. And sometimes I know we can get a little impatient sometimes with people who haven't caught up to where some, you know, some people have gotten to be. But Bernice was always very mindful of the people that needed extra help, extra phone calls, that type of thing. She was definitely a force in CCB, and she will be missed.
All right. And okay, so, I apologize. I keep cutting you off. And all right. Next up, we have Anthony. You may talk.
Yes, I would like to. I would like to remember Dave Mejia, who just recently passed away. He was a second chapter member of our chapter, the Glendale Burbank chapter, but he had been down at the CSUN conference and had been hit by a wheelchair motor scooter type thing. And he lingered for quite a while, but he just recently in the last week was taken off of life support. And David was a real, real gentle, loving individual. He loved to take pictures, and he did a lot of picture taking for our chapter and for the chapter that his main chapter, I think, was San Gabriel. And also he would come to our Christmas party, and he would take these pictures and he'd pass them out, and we're surely going to miss him.
Thank you, Anthony.
Lisa and Sarah, can I pop in?
Yes.
Hello, hello, everyone. I want to take a minute to remember CCB Fresno member Jeannie Sangster. Jeannie was an amazing person. She passed away a year ago, just earlier this month. She was loving and thoughtful and really loved her blind peeps. She was Lisa's sighted partner in crime. And when we would have our big Applebee's pancake breakfast, she would get us the Navy sailors to be our volunteers to help serve and clean up. And I will tell you, that was a selling point, I'm telling you. But I just really want to just take that minute to recognize Jeannie and for what a wonderful person she was. And I also have to say something about Bernice. Bernice was from the Central Valley, and I loved sitting and talking with her about our rich culture and agriculture that we have here. Believe it or not, Fresno, we do have culture. And it was just so nice to sit and talk to somebody and hear about history, not just of CCB and ACB, but also from where I live. And she was just such a beautiful person. And she will be remembered always as someone who really wanted to make life better for people who are blind or have low vision. And we all need to have a little piece of Bernice in us. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, may I?
Yes, go ahead, Larry.
This is another testimonial to Bernice, who I didn't know. In fact, I don't even know how she found out about me. But in about 2019, I get a phone call. And she said, Larry, you don't know me, but my name is Bernice Kandarian. And I said, you're right. And she said, I understand you're diabetic. And I said, how did you find that out? Bernice had her ear everywhere. She knew everything that was going on. And I said, yes, I am. And we talked about diabetes for a while. And she said, I want to put you in touch with a lawyer who is a huge advocate and helps us, especially with people who have diabetes. She kept me on the phone for 2 hours, and this is somebody that she didn't even know. I was fascinated by her because she was one of the best storytellers I've ever run into. And I can tell stories, but she beat me easily. Now, she had a history of CCB and ACB and told me about all the people that were long gone or who I would not have had the chance to have met, whether it had to be diabetes or advocacy or anything like that. She was a storyteller, and she was also just a magnificent lady. And we never met, but then again, I've not met most of the people that I've talked to over the last 3 or 4 years, and hopefully some of them will get it rectified in Omaha. But Bernice was a character as well as just an incredibly genuine lady who had a passion, and her passion was ACB and CCB.
Thank you, Larry.
Lisa, it's Gabe.
Who is this again?
Gabe.
Go ahead, Gabe.
Jeez. What, we haven't talked for 3 hours and you don't recognize my voice?
I don't.
I would also like to give a tribute to Bernice. Bernice is one of those that when I was a student, you know, she grabbed me and gave me the history of CCB and made sure that I knew about the people that I needed to know. As Larry said a moment ago, it is amazing the people she knew, not only in the blind community, but just in the disability community and the disability rights. You know, she knew everybody for the last probably 50 years. So, you know, and just a great advocate, a great mentor. And somebody that is definitely going to be missed in CCB.
Thank you, Gabe.
I am not seeing any more raised hands on the attendee side.
Neither am I. Anyone else like to say a few words before we close out our remembrances?
Linda here.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. I think I'll join in on the Bernice chorus, if I may. Bernice came gunning for me for two reasons. One was ACB Women, and the other one was the CCB Publications Committee. And on any number of occasions, I was treated to lengthy discussions on what the great presentations were in ACB Women before it was called that. It used to be called Women's Concern. I had the audacity to change the name of it, but she accepted that somehow. But she did tell me about all the fabulous programs that were held under her leadership when the what we now call Sister Power Happy Hour was known as Roles and Role Models, and was a breakfast. But they had lots and lots of people at these events. And I guess that's a little bit of an indicator of how many more people used to be involved compared to the slimmer numbers that we have now. But Bernice was there for our glory days, and she keeps asking us to reach higher to regain those pinnacles. And I'm happy to help carry that forward for her.
Thank you, Linda.
We do have a raised hand. Susan, you may talk.
Good evening. Thank you, Lisa. I want to remember somebody that we actually had a lovely memorial for a year ago, and it's our dear friend Bonnie Rennie. Bonnie was active in publications, active writing for the BC, a funny, wonderful poet and article writer, wrote some beautiful tributes to CCB members like Bob Acosta as mentors. but was an ever busy, enduring presence on publications, raising issues. She wrote a book that we had published for helping seniors, people experiencing decline in vision loss. She was active in Kahlua. Bonnie was gently everywhere, warmly everywhere, and warmly missed, I must say. And I just wanted to say, Bonnie, I miss you. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
And we do have another raised hand. All right. Ending in 548, you may speak.
Hi, this is Pam Apology from the San Gabriel Valley chapter. And I wanted to make a correction, if I could, just because since we're speaking of those who have passed away, we want to make it accurate. David Mejia passed away at the Los Angeles, or from the Los Angeles Expo. He was at the Los Angeles Expo when he was hit, and he was hospitalized and was doing better, but he contracted pneumonia, and that's actually what ultimately took his life. And if I may, I just wanted to speak about Bernice, because I had the blessed honor of helping her. One time we were in a coffee shop at one of the conventions, and she was experiencing some difficulty and needed to be helped to the restroom, and she was having difficulty with getting any attention or any assistance. And so she called me. I was at another table, but she called me over and said, you know, I feel confident, and I don't want everyone else to know this, but if you'd help me. And so I got her help, but always I wanted to be a nurse, so I always felt like I had the honor of being of some help to her. And she and I had many conversations on the phone as well, and her stories and her kindness. And I'm a caregiver, and she would always call and ask me how my patient is doing and how I'm doing. And she gave so much thought to everybody else. And I thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
And DJ, you may talk.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to just comment about Bonnie Rennie. It's funny because I had met her years ago at an Orange County CCB meeting. Oh, she's probably in the early 90s or late 80s. And then I ran into her at Braille Institute. And I think a couple times a week we'd sit and have lunch together. And Bonnie she didn't talk a lot. She was not one, she listened a lot. And when she did speak, it was whatever she had to say was worth listening to. It was pertinent, be it a question or a statement. That's all. That's all I have to say. And she wrote well. I wish I could have done half of what she's written and said as well as she had for the few words she spoke. Thank you.
Thank you, DJ.
And I am currently not seeing any raised hands.
I don't see any. I do.
Yes, they just raised it.
Yep.
Ending in 316, I think it is. Can talk. 307,
hi,
sorry.
This is Gene Lozano from the ACB Capital Chapter. I want to ditto everything that's been said about Bernice. I think another thing that is really a thing that I can recall about Bernice going from day one when I met her in the early 1970s in the what was known as the California Alliance of Blind Students, and she was and even past this time a supporter of leaders, individuals, and would give you support help give you the confidence, as people said, the contacts. But she was a great mentor, and it's a great loss for all of us. Those of us who grew up with her, and those of you who have come afterwards. But I would say that she is probably a model mentor in this organization. And I do have to agree with everyone. It was Bernice and including Roger Peterson are like walking encyclopedias about the console, know the great details. Bernice was probably the closest to Durward McDaniel, who was another incredible person with recall. Both of them could tell you obscure things about individuals, even their families, and could knew their names, sometimes their birthdays, etc. And the last comment, Bernice's recall things. She could tell you items on programs that occurred 20, 30 years in the past, who the speakers were, etc. She was just an incredible person and with a fantastic desire to help people, to grow leaders within the organization. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jean.
All right, next we have Colin User. You may speak.
Hi, this is Kristen Bailey of Inland Empire. She hasn't been a member of ours for a while, but she did do, when she was of health, she did a lot for our members. She loved, we used to call her the candy lady, Pat Reardon. She used to sell candies for all our fundraisers, to our family. She'd go out to make her family buy it at family reunions, out to eat and everything else. We lost her due to a stroke a while back. She's always been wanting CCB and wanting to do things, even though she didn't pay her membership dues because of her health. She always was there for us and rooting us on. But we just recently lost her about 3 weeks ago. We all miss her very much, and we'll miss her candy sales. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Livy.ostegard at gmail.com. You may speak.
Thank you much. I would like to honor Bonnie as well and Jean Sangster. Believe it or not, my husband knew Bonnie before we even met. And when we first met and were dating, Bonnie had loaned him a tandem bike. He used to ride with her. And so we would ride the tandem bike. And that's what I first, when I first really knew about tandem bikes and rode one. And we eventually, after we got married, we eventually went down to her and Bob's place down south and returned the bike to her. And she let us stay in at their house. And that was just so, so sweet, I thought. And also about Jeannie Sangster. Oh, my goodness. I did not realize until at her memorial gathering last year how generous she was. Apparently, she has or had, I'm not sure if we still have them, but she had donated a buku amount of gift certificates, gift cards, whatever that she had accumulated through her job as an insurance salesperson to our chapter. And if we haven't utilized them, we need to start utilizing them and stuff. But that was, I just found that extremely, extremely generous. And anytime we had an event like a book fair over at Barnes & Noble or whatever, Jeannie was there. She was helping. She was always there helping us as part of our sighted help besides Lisa. And thank you.
Thank you, Libby.
Nikki, you may speak.
Hi. Bonnie Rennie was an amazing lady. I
I didn't actually, I may have met her through CCB, but I knew her more through Well Connected, which is another group where people from the lighthouse of the various various lighthouses joined, and East Bay Center for the Blind joined, and all kinds of people, sighted and unsighted. And she ran a poetry group on Sunday morning, which was very, very popular. And even when she was ill in the last period of time, she still was able to come once in a while. And she's very, very, very much missed. And Doug Rose, he's another champion. Bonnie Rennie was a champion. Doug Rose is also, was also. And when about 10 years ago, I was trying to get the Lighthouse to help me figure out how to record the catalog for Well Connected, and I found no help whatsoever coming from the Lighthouse. So Doug Rose spent hours with me trying to figure out how we could use my little Sony tape recorder and record it and get the files over to Well Connected and put on flash drives, because I couldn't have their addresses. It would have been easier for me just to copy them and mail them out on the little books or the little boxes. And I donated all the discs and I donated all the boxes. But I sent the files over there, and he was instrumental in helping me figure out how to do it. And so, and he was always very helpful. Whenever you needed anything, he was always available, no matter how long it took, whatever the problems were, even though he was way up there in Humboldt County, Eureka. And Bonnie, the same way. You know, if you were working on a poem and you had difficulty, you could call her and talk to her about it. She was always available outside the classroom. And I don't know really much about the work of either one of them in CCB, but if it's anything like they did in Well Connected, well, and with Doug in the Lighthouse up north, but they were both very hard workers and very thoughtful, very concerned, very compassionate, and very loving in terms of helping people and being there for people when they were needed. So thank you very much for allowing me to remember them.
Thank you, Nikki.
It's Andrea. I was just going to make a quick comment about Bonnie, if I could.
Lisa, that's your call. I'm your.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay. I apologize if I spoke out of turn. Bonnie was a member of our chapter, and she was very, very good to my, when my brother passed away in 2016, she was very supportive, and her husband has continued to be active in our chapter. He's still our treasurer. He will probably not be our treasurer after this year, but he's been our treasurer forever. And he said he would stay a member of our chapter as long as we wanted him. And we're very happy to have Bob as part of us, but they had an amazing team. Because Bob is, for those of you who don't know, Bob is pretty profoundly hearing impaired. And he was her eyes and she was his ears. And Bob attended every CCB convention with her. He went to Washington with her in 2007 to the legislative seminar. And they were just an amazing team together. They really were. And besides the virtual service we had for her in October 2020, I also attended an in-person outdoor service for her in 2020 in September. Everybody wore masks, and it was at a home of a friend of theirs in Fullerton. There were probably 50, 60 people there. And in fact, some of the people that are here now, I know Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker was there with her husband. There were several of us that from the chapter. Larry was there. She didn't want any kind of recognition. In fact, she was given an award by the publications committee in 2020, the year that she passed. And I'm so glad that we recognized her, because she was one of those people that you can't do without, but she's kind of in the background. She's one of the people that works behind the scenes. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Andrea.
Ending in 610, you may talk.
Hey, hello, Lisa. This is Pam.
Hey, Pam.
And I want to talk about two people. Well, let's talk about Bonnie Rennie. Bonnie, when Ken passed away, and it's been 4 years now, when Ken passed away, Bonnie wrote a poem for him. And it was such a loving end, but so to the point about Ken that I actually still have it tucked in the book of memories of that people gave me when he passed away. And she also encouraged me to serve as vice president of Kahlua. And then when she knew what was going on with her health, she called me and told me. and asked me to, if I would be willing to step up and step in her shoes and help her and help her out until she was ready to step down. And I told her, yeah, I had no problem helping her. And but she was an awesome lady. I truly loved her. She was very quiet, but she really listened to you and listened to what you had to say. And I truly miss her to this day. I think she was a sweetheart. Bernice Kandarian was a special lady. I remember when I met Bernice, it was at my first convention in Louisville, Kentucky. And Bernice was telling me all about ACB and all about CCB. I got a lesson that day. And I never forgot that because she gave me the ins and outs and how to deal with people in ACB as well as CCB. And when Ken passed away, she called me and she told me almost in detail of everything that Ken did in CCB. Almost from the time he joined until he passed away, she had his, it's almost like she had it memorized. And it was awesome hearing it from somebody else's perspective, what he did in CCB. And she will be missed. She helped me understand how CCB works from the inside out. So she will be missed. I will talk to everybody later. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Miss Pam.
All right. At the moment, keyword is at the moment, I do not see any raised hands.
I don't see any either. So one.
Oh, we spoke too soon.
Always.
Regina
case.
Marie. Go ahead, Regina.
I've got it. I just wanted to add to the chorus of Bernice. For new members, she was so, just so wonderful, and she really helped me to understand the history of the organization and supported me. I could call her with any question, and I just I miss that I will never meet her in person. So I was looking forward to that, and thank Roger too for all the time that he spent on the phone with me as well, with Bernice calling him from the other room to come and tell me things.
I had many a calls with Bernice where she would yell to Roger, come here, Roger, tell me this. Thank you, Regina.
All right. I am looking, and at the moment, I am not seeing anybody with any raised hands on either side. So there we go.
Not see any either. So thank you all for your kind words and remembrances of those that have passed this last year. I know it probably brought up fond memories for all of us of many of the individuals that you spoke about. So thank you very much. We're a little bit early, but I don't see a problem with this going ahead and jumping into the main event for this evening, which is elections.
And we do have a raised hand.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Jordan, you may talk.
Hi, I wanted to say something about Pat Reardon. She was a part of the California Council of the Blind as well as Braille Club. She worked tirelessly every Tuesday with Sherry, her mom, to put on Braille Club and to have us there and to serve the blind community.
Thank you, Jordan.